Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A single judge in Washington, D.C. issued an injunction, a preliminary one, against the implementation of a couple of portions of President Donald Trump's memorandum regarding the so-called transgender people serving in the military. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, in August 2017, President Donald Trump reversed the policies that were hastily put in place by the Obama administration going back to June of 2016. The Obama administration policies themselves reversed a longstanding policy that, frankly, was from the beginning of the military, George Washington, until the middle of 2016. And that is that so-called transgender people, people confused about their birth gender, their birth sex, could not openly serve in the armed services. President Obama reversed that, opened the door for the social experimentation, forcing the so-called LGBT, with an emphasis of the T, the transgender, on our men and women in the armed services. Well, President Obama reversed that. Now, it is maddening that a single federal judge has issued a preliminary injunction to stop a portion of that directive from President Trump.
Yeah, this is the left's tactic right now, trying to rule through judicial fiat and undermine the executive branch, completely wipe out the presidential powers here through judicial fiat and judicial activism. It is absurd and a gross separation of powers what this judge is doing here. And to claim that there's some kind of constitutional protection for a man in a miniskirt to be allowed to serve in the U.S. military is absurd on its face, but they don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the separation of powers. They don't care that this is an attempt to usurp the executive branch of the government by the judicial branch of the government in order to implement their radical social change. They're going to do it anyway, and I hope, Matt, that the Trump administration will fight back, will ignore this ruling, and proceed as planned, because this is clearly within the presidential powers. That he is the commander-in-chief. He has every right and authority to do exactly what he's doing.
Yes, on August 25, 2017, this is what President Trump did in the memorandum, and I'm going to read in part. It says, quote, "I am directing the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of Homeland Security with respect to the U.S. Coast Guard to return to the longstanding policy and practice on military service by transgender individuals that was in place prior to June 16 until such time as a sufficient basis exists upon which to conclude that terminating that policy and practice would not have the negative effects discussed above." The negative effects referred to by the president included effects on operational effectiveness, operational readiness, and unit cohesion of the armed forces. So, Holly, this seems like a very reasonable and a very consistent memorandum that goes back to the beginning of our military. The only disruption that we had here was when President Obama forced this new policy on the military and the American people in June of 2016. Frankly, in fact, I think, and this is what the Trump administration argued, it's premature for a court to enter an injunction, even though it's a preliminary one. Pending the outcome of the final trial, it's going to be barred during that time frame, but it's too early for the court to actually enter an order because President Trump put a pause on the implementation of that 2016 memorandum of Obama and said, we're going to go back to the way it was before, unless there's some information that surfaces through additional study that there will be no negative effects. So that's still under review. But yet the judge became, I think, an activist judge, no question, overstepped her authority, and then stopped the implementation of a portion of his memorandum.
You know, you have to remember, President Trump is truly acting like the commander-in-chief. He's looking out for the best interest of our troops and the best interest of our country, because our troops are here to protect and to serve our country, and they can't do that effectively if they're running around trying to decide what gender they are as well as safety, because you have men and women working together, sleeping together, bunking together, fighting together.
Showering together.
Exactly. And you can't have this kind of gender confusion going on, unlike President Obama, who didn't really care. He wasn't acting in their best interest. You know, so we have to continue to fight this. And thank goodness that President Trump is standing up and actually being a commander in chief.
Well, look, you know, this judge said that this memorandum from President Trump violated the so-called Fifth Amendment of the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection. Well, let's look at this for men and women. You know, up until recently, women were not permitted to serve in combat. They were other things, but they weren't serving in the hand-to-hand combat situations, and in some places, they still don't do that. Well, if there's going to be an equal protection argument at all that would be relevant to the military, it's certainly men and women. Well, the military found reasons why they had a difference in the policy with regards to men and women. They also have reasons why, even within men or women, certain men or women cannot serve. Somebody who, for example, might have issues with regards to weight or physical fitness or an injury or mental or other kinds of conditions that otherwise preclude them from having the opportunity to serve. So the military needs to make those determinations based upon what's best for the military and unit cohesion and military readiness, not some federal judge sitting in Washington, D.C.
Right, because the mental and physical stress in the military is tremendous. So you can't add that on top of that, wondering, is the man or woman beside me man or woman or whatever it is? You know, you have to have troops that are mentally and physically prepared to serve at any moment.
And this definitely is a detriment to troop morale. But Matt, as you know, the military is a different animal. I mean, for instance, the First Amendment does not apply to the military as it applies to the civilian world and the rest of us in public. There are speech restrictions placed on members of the military that would upset troop morale, would upset unit cohesion and the mission of the military, which is apart from kind of a civilian mission. This is under the purview of the commander in chief. So there are speech restrictions and political activist positions that they effectively waive while they're in the military and say, no, we'll obey the commands and understand that we can't necessarily invoke our First Amendment right to say or do whatever we want to say or do. So the military is a different animal, am I right?
Yeah, it's definitely a different animal. Certainly you do have constitutional protections in the military, but they're at a different level of protection because of the overwhelming governmental interest in the military. It is, after all, to be a lethal weapon. It is to have the highest, best trained men and women in the armed services, free of distraction, so they can focus on the objective. And the objective is protection, a protection here domestically and protection abroad, wherever our men and women in the armed services are serving. They should not be distracted by whether or not there's a man bunking with the women who wants to pretend that he's a man. Now, you know, for example, from the studies, there's an increased rate of suicide, an increased rate of suicide among someone who is gender confused.
41%.
Yeah, and especially for those who have gone through even some of the surgery, wanting to go back. They regret. Now, do you want someone out in the field in Afghanistan, Iraq, wherever it might be, behind your back, who is going through thoughts of suicide? I mean, that might be their opportunity to take their life and maybe you with it. You know, you want someone who's focused on the mission. President Obama, unfortunately, abused the military is a better word, by using it to push this radical LGBT agenda. It is maddening that a single judge ultimately stops a portion of it. The only portion that's not stopped is that we don't have to pay for the so-called sex reassignment surgeries, the plastic surgeries, the hormone treatment, and so forth. Certainly, the President Trump, I'm praying, will continue to resist this and continue to reverse this, and that it'll be reversed by a court of appeals. We'll keep you involved and informed about the progress of this important case. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Check out our information regarding Christmas, our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. Go to our online store for additional resources and information. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and regular financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, lc.org.